When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then in hip hop, audio review, Brent fires Sonder Son. We just recently did Brent, so I'm not going to give you a bio. Go listen to that other joint if you want a little bit of a bio on him. Ken, after listening to this, I 100% have to say, this one is not the one that you give somebody as an intro to Brent fires. It's not bad. But Fuck the World is on some classic level shit. This one isn't. But not to say that it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not bad. It's good, but it's not amazing. If somebody would have brought this to me and said, oh, this guy's super dope, I'd be like, he nice. I wouldn't have been a believer like how I was on the last one. But overall, good project. To me, my main gripe with this stylistically, sonically, too many guitars. Too many strings throughout the project. It didn't give me the vibiness of Fuck the World. Mm. It didn't give me the change of pace enough. You know what I'm saying? And not saying that he didn't change of pace. It's just nothing here really grabbed my ear and just had my attention like, oh my God, this guy's dope. This is, okay, he's cool.
Yeah, I agree. I was a little disappointed with this one, and it's not Brent's fault. Mm-hmm. It is Brent's fault because Fuck the World was so much better.
But so, it shows growth.
It shows that he's definitely found, yep, you know, his style and his lane. But you know, this one was him kind of filling himself out, and I don't think it definitely, I would have walked away blown away. I think I would have walked away, like, all right, it's cool, and wouldn't have been really interested
in doing another one.
Yeah, yep. And hearing anything else. Yeah. But he's still, like, on here, has a lot of, I guess, Miguel to him at times. There's another singer that he really, really reminded me of, and I was trying to find it, but I can't. But he's a singer from back, like, the early 2000s. But I cannot remember this guy's name.
You know what this project showed me, what happened in those 3 years between this and Fuck the World, was he got more raunchy's the first word that's coming to my mind, but he just had more, he didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like he said what was on his mind. This felt like he was trying to appease or just trying to fit in, trying to find his way, literally. You know, where the other one, it was more so like, I'm here, this is what I'm talking about. You're either going to love it or hate it. This felt like he was more so trying to fit in than stand out. You know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I agree with that a lot. Like, I didn't really hear, like, the Fuck the World version of Brent Fires until the last song. That's when I was like, okay, that's when All I Want. That's when I like, okay, that's it. That's your style. Again, it had the guitar, so you probably was tapped out with that.
Yeah, I was.
Just vocally, how he performed and his approach to it, the way he used falsetto on that one, I was like, okay, there we go. It's still not fully Fuck the World, but I'm just talking about in terms of aesthetically, like how he sings. His approach to it, I thought was good on that one. But they're really, like, it was solid. They're just no standout joints. I thought Talk to You was kind of cool.
You know what it reminded me of? Like an Usher track. Mm. And I feel like on this song, like, again, the guitar, when I heard another guitar, I was like, yo, okay, can we get something different? But this one sounded almost like he was too far up underneath the beat. Mm. You know, I don't want to be so critique-ish, but it's just, I didn't really like it like that.
Yeah, nah, I didn't either, but Yeah, I didn't even have a lot of, like, I don't know. I think I need to listen to it a little bit more. I don't think I would like it as much as his later work, what we just did. But I definitely think that that I still fuck with him. Mm-hmm. I know now that most of his other stuff is just him kind of working his way through everything to finding like his style, who he wants to be, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. Now, I agree. Ken, this is relatively short. 12 songs, 42 minutes. What were some of your favorite joints on here?
Talk to You, All I Want. Let's see. Missing Out. And God, there was another joint out here I fought with. It's not Stay Down. Damn, it's not So Far Gone. Shit. I think that's it.
So for me, give me Gang Over Love, First World Problem / Nobody Cares, and give me All I Want. That's it. But look, guys, that's another review, another day. You know the tagline if you are listening to the podcast. Again, we appreciate you guys, man. Almost 1,000 downloads a day. That's because of you. Continue to help us grow organically by sharing this podcast review with one other person. We out. Peace.
Peace.